are a delegation, as you can see, from Code Pink Women of Peace, and we have two complaints. One starting yesterday with the hearing with the Senate
Intelligence
Committee, where the chairman of the committee, Senator Tom Cotton, called our group, you know, paid for by the Communist Party. He called Todd Berry right here.
Called this guy a lunatic.
Anyway, so we do have an official complaint we would like to file with the committee to say that this, we feel it's very inappropriate for any senator, but the head of that committee, in a nationally televised hearing, because it puts us in danger. I mean, it is a McCarthyism at the best. We feel affronted, offended, and we hope that the Ethics Committee will take our complaint very seriously.
Did you have it in writing for us?
Yes, we have it in writing. I just want to read one little part here. Code Pink members have challenged five administrations, Republican and Democratic, their war policies, beginning with the Bush wars on Afghanistan and Iraq. We've nonviolently protested the war policies of Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden, and now Trump again. We're supported by thousands of donors and a few foundation grants from inside the United States, people who appreciate the consistency, clarity, and nonpartisan nature of our organization. The two individuals here who stood up at the hearing are volunteers who receive no funding whatsoever. In fact, they not only donate their time, but their resources to come to Washington, D.C. and speak out with a critical message that resonates with the majority of the American public. We want our tax dollars to go to helping people here at home, not hurting people overseas. And then we add, it is Senator Cotton, not Code Pink, who is supported by entities representing foreign interests, as the senator has received hundreds of thousands of dollars from pro-Israel groups like AIPAC. Thank you so much.
And the second issue that we have was in another hearing.
Yes, so today was in the hearing in the Education Committee, and we were all there because we support students and believe that students should have the right to free speech. And we were shocked to hear Senator Banks talk about Code Pink again being funded and affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party, and that we are involved in instigating protests and campuses, that we're linked to Hamas, and that the Attorney General should investigate Code Pink, and we should be pushed to register as an agent of a foreign government. You know, we've heard these allegations against us in the past, and we laughed at them because they're so ridiculous. We get zero money from the Communist Party of China or any other foreign entity. But now it seems that it's getting scary to us and getting serious. So that's two times in 1 week.
On live TV, on C-SPAN, that the whole world sees. I've got children. Their jobs could be at stake. Their livelihoods could be at stake. My children could be affected. My relatives could be affected. Anybody near me could be affected by the mere allegation that I'm being paid by the Chinese Communist Party and that I'm linked to Hamas.
And it affects everybody.
Yeah. Anyone that's considering speaking out, right? It's another
that's
sort of
right.
Scare
it has
tactic.
A chilling effect, just like the punishment of the students on the campuses has such a chilling effect.
So again, since you have this one in writing for Senator Cotton, the committee reviews complaints in writing, so if you wanted to write up your complaint on Senator Banks for the committee to review, we can review that as well.
But we should send by email as well.
You can send it by email, yes.
Thank you.
Welcome to stop by and drop it off in person as well. But
thank you.